All right, we'll go around and start around this way here. John, go ahead and start.
Well, I'm getting a series of images that tell me that the owner of this particular article is and has been and will continue to be rapidly growing in value to themselves and in the esteem of everyone else. And yet they're not hooked in tight to the growth, because at any point they want, they can cut loose. But it's interesting that the means of cutting loose is unusual, because the catch is an unusual catch. And while the growth is pretty uniform, there are once in a while oddballs, weeds in the garden. And these represent extraordinary periods of growth, because they are gold in color. And the true value, of course, is in the coin, which has increased enormously in value as your life has.
Thank you.
Good.
I feel so ashamed, John, because I didn't have a story. But you know, for the very first time I saw color, and it was red, it was either heart or lips. I couldn't tell which, because it was a moving, but very tiny. At first I thought it was a little red heart connected with that. We know what connects with the heart, you know. And then I saw lips, but then it seemed to go back to a heart again. So, but very pleasant.
What would the lips be?
Could either be communication, or it could be tying in from the love. And I presumed it was with Bettina. So I don't know what, you know.
Did everybody see what I gave her to build this fantastic story on?
What about a little rock? Which, I picked up beach, but I mean, it's smooth, it's warm, maybe a beach in Hawaii. That was my imagination working. But this red color, I've never had color like that come through. Mm. I don't know if that has any significance for me.
I can't see any significance in it at the moment. It's interesting, this is a very powerful little rock. It's one of my shaman stones. That's been with me for quite a while, a couple of years.
You can't see any significance in the red and the love and the communication?
Not really, in that relationship to this.
Oh, no. She's not reading that. She's reading you.
Oh, okay.
But you see, the minute I put it up here and I had it touch me here and I saw this little red, tiny little heart shape, and then it turned to lips.
Yeah, see, the stone is just a link. The stone is a link to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And so you gave him. And so that's how you do it. You trust, even if he may not be aware at the present moment what that signifies, this is what you're doing when you're giving a psychic reading. You are picking something up and you are giving it a translation. And what you received and what you translated was, and particularly if it was that significant for you, because you haven't usually done that, gotten a color like that, then what you're picking up is a strong, call it energy or emotion, but like you were associating it with love and associating it with communication. That's how you interpret what you receive on his behalf. Okay, good.
I have the same object as I had before, and I'm still going with travel. Across water, definitely across water. I could see that very clearly. And not recreational travel, but a search. It may perhaps be a lifetime search. Not unhappy, not unrewarded, but perhaps very ongoing, this travel. You're keeping moving and looking for something. And that's about as far as it takes me, but I still see you moving and searching.
Is that strike any
that
potential?
That could be, again, that's what I've been told.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever consider going to Kauai, take some more training?
Yeah.
Good. All right, good. See, so she has that in her mind.
She does now if she didn't before.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I got the sense of the prickling again, but this time it exploded. And it just eased and it started to flow and became more in accord with everything.
All right, now give her an interpretation. Whatever comes to your mind, what could that mean?
Something has resolved itself and she's starting to flow and within herself.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
How about that? That's true. Because my life is taking a turn around in very good directions now. After a lot of irresolution for a while. Yes.
All right. Good interpretation then.
That's good.
Very well done. Okay.
And I, the first impression I had was of the lady giving a lecture or speaking to a group of people. And whether it was work-related or whatnot, but the feeling I had was the people were there because they sort of had to be there. And the impression I got of the group of people, they looked upon her as an authoritarian figure.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, it turned around that, how do I put this? In the near future, or in the relative near future, people will be coming to her because they want to come and hear,
okay.
Not because they have to. And she'll be learning and growing.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's very relevant, that all indications are that I will be speaking, not necessarily broadly, but certainly to a certain degree, and that at this point it looks like it's going to be on dreams. And people do come to me, well, I don't profess to be an authority figure, but then when somebody has knowledge that you don't have and then that they want, you know, that's sort of a natural assumption that they are, okay. And in my work, people come to me. I'm a hypnotherapist. But I've also done an awful lot of dream work, and I'm going to be having little groups doing little dream workshops to pass that word along. And I have had people telling me all over the place that I should be speaking,
mm-hmm.
you know, about what I can do and what I, just sharing my little bit of knowledge.
Right.
So, yeah.
Good,
you're
Alan.
Saying that's in the future, so that's coming right up.
Because just at the tail end of that, I think, this is really kind of nice, and all of a sudden, I had a sensation in my nose,
uh-huh.
and up in my sinuses, and then up over here, and it was uncomfortable. And I figured, is she getting a headache again, or whatnot? And I just take that to mean that she's going through the transformation, so things will become more clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, transformation is right, yeah. The transformation, Mike, that I've been going through for... Oh, certainly actively for a couple of years is just about, I was going to say complete, it's never complete, but it's just about
100%.
Complete enough for a total beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
One phase is completed.
Yeah,
completed
that's right,
phase.
Yeah, that's right. The initial phase is complete. Yeah, so that's absolute, and you were saying you didn't have anything
to do. Moi?
The reason I sat beside you and switched seats, I thought we were going to be telling it to each other. I didn't realize. Okay, when I was holding this, I got the most incredible picture of links in a chain. Large, heavy, strong links in a chain, and there was maybe 6 or 8 of them. And they weren't in a circle, they were just sort of in a line. And they were just incredibly strong. And the links were all like a chain of events, strongly linked together. Incredible strength of events linked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then at one end the chain was linked to the past, and at the other end the chain was linked to the future.
Okay.
And then over all of this was flowers, and beautiful flowers, some of them kind of like hibiscus, but not specifically, and all different colors, and that represented life and love and energy and just continuity. And just sort of like all the good things of nature, just tossed upon all of these, this chain, strong chain of events.
Okay.
But just incredible strength of how, and I tried pulling on the chain and it didn't break. All these events are just so strongly linked to each other.
Yeah, I've been through a series of events or situations in the last 2.5 years, 3 years, and I've just finished one phase and going on to the next, so to speak, but those links could be either people or situations that have happened, which have been incredibly strong, very powerful. A lot of them very, very good. Mm-hmm. Others were quite traumatic. I have a strong will to survive.
Yeah, but they are all strung together, and they come from the past. It originates from the past, and it will take you into the future.
Yeah. I can see that.
Okay, and but the, over top of all of it was an awful lot of the all of the good stuff of life.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of over the whole thing.
Yeah. It's there's a group of people I've come in contact with through these situations, and they say the world is indeed a very small place. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
Working through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay.
I'll be mine first.
Okay.
My first impression was of a tree. And to me, that indicates solidity and stability. And from the tree, sort of looking around, there's an indication of several different environments, environmental conditions, a lot of mountains. And then looking at the stone itself, there's a lot of lines sort of all coming together in a focal point. And I pointed it this way, which indicated to me that it's not quite arrived yet, but that it is in progress and it's very solid and stable.
Okay, good, good, thank you. As soon as I picked this way, it sprang me when I, you know, my coup really took that, like I said, the story thing, literally. I found myself in a place, and the name of the place came through, was the Cloud City of Christendale. I don't know where that came from, but anyway. And it was, there was a castle, and there were people in robes, and there was a lot of blue and pink, as far as colors and robes and flowers and things like that. And there was a ceremony being performed, and flower wreaths being placed on people's heads, and people coming together. And while this was all happening real nice and pretty, and then thundering across the sky from, see, if I was looking at this out like this, then from this direction right across like this, came a something like a knight on a powerful horse. And not representing, at first I was thinking, oh, is this destruction? Is this challenge? That's challenge. It's challenge. Now we're up in the sky, we're up in the clouds, and so this is all taking place on the inner life. That out of your own self is going to come this great challenge of strength, power. There was a real strong sense of that. And this knight made a path through the clouds, and it's like carried you off as one of these figures. And up these hills of clouds and up through places up higher, much higher above, and left you, seemed to be you at this point. It was a figure in a robe with a cowl, like a very meditative, monkish type person, but it was female. And sitting on this bare rock. Now, there were still clouds around, but out of the clouds came this bare rock, and there was a period of meditation, deep inner work, meditation stuff. And then the mound that you were sitting on, the dirt that was on it began to crumble away, and underneath was this golden chariot. And as soon as the golden chariot started to become visible, these white horses came, a pair of white horses came riding out of some place and backed and hooked themselves up onto the chariot, and I saw you more clearly as yourself in a kind of a Roman or Greek type toga, as the chariot was pulled out of the rubble and all the rubble fell away and the bright golden chariot went down, and the whole sense of going down here was going home.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Take that. With all
is that set to music? To music?
Actually, yes, but I didn't recognize the
time. Just like the screenwriters.
All right.
That started a little
fast. And it shows you what you can do from the simplest types of objects and not taking very long to do it. We only focus for about a minute each one of these times and getting this information. Most of the experiences that we've done today, as a matter of fact, have only been for a minute, to show you that you don't have to go into deep, long states in order to access this information. All this stuff is right there to you. And you can get this stuff, information in right now from tuning into somebody or tuning into an object, and you can turn it into a future projection by reading it symbolically and just letting the stuff flow out. And it will be pertinent. That's how easily you have access to all of this stuff. Now you also have access to the future in many other different ways. Now let's do a... That's right.
Would you like me to do a reading on her tag?
Now, you also have access not only to the information about the future from here, but information to the future about a lot of different things. But when we're tuning into the future, we're tuning into the future from the present. As I mentioned before, the future grows out of the present. In all the things that are happening here in the present moment are the seeds of the future. And if we pay more attention to the present, why, we can pick up what's happening, because according to our thoughts, beliefs, expectations, desires, we are forming the present. When we change those, forming the future, and when we change those, the future changes. How can we tune into some things, the things that happen? How can we increase our sense of that so that we can kind of automatically begin preparing and doing things for the future? If we believe and if we think of the future as something separate, apart, sitting out there waiting for us to bump into it, then we'll be less aware of information that's coming in that can help to guide us. We'll do a lot of bumping around if we do that. But if we start opening up those channels, while we become more in tune with our environment, we give our ku, our subconscious, the opportunity to more appropriately select information that's coming in that's pertinent to the future. And we'll have a greater, stronger intuitive guidance, rather than blinding ourselves to information that's coming in. Now, when we pick up often symbolically, and we pick up often in bits and pieces, and we pick up things that are pertinent to us, but we always pick up. You know, most psychics, the famous psychics that do their predictions, are rarely, if you look at all their predictions, very rarely more than 30% right. And that's not as good as guessing. Guessing is 50%. Okay? And yet if you follow most of the psychics and all their different predictions, they go off on these fantasy trips. You know, the best one, the best psychic I ever ran across, this guy was 99% accurate. And I know because I followed his career over a number of years. 99% accurate. Astounding. No one else ever had that kind of accuracy. His name was Jack Smith. He was a columnist for the Los Angeles Times. And the secret to his astounding accuracy was that every year when the National Enquirer would come out with all the predictions of the psychics for the coming year, Jack Smith would take the list and he would go down and he would say, this won't happen, this won't happen, this won't happen, this won't. And he was amazingly accurate. Okay? He just, all the list of the things that they predicted, he said no. And he was highly accurate. Once in a while he wasn't, but 99% of the time he was right. So a lot of these people are getting things, and whether it's because they feel that they have to have a sense of the dramatic, or whether they're projecting things that are happening inside, there's an awful lot of silly stuff that's projected. However, there was an experiment that was done a number of years ago with some grade school students, ordinary grade school students, and they asked them to write down their predictions for the future in 10 years. And so they wrote down all kinds of things. And these were sealed away, and these were opened 10 years later. And the accuracy was 75%. And all the things that those kids talked about. Where were they getting the information of stuff that they were talking about? Science fiction programs, books and things that they were reading, pick up that they got about stuff, or maybe they'd heard somebody talking about, but whatever it was, their crew was using present information and giving amazingly accurate predictions. Your crew has that ability too. Here's one way to stimulate that. Has everybody got some paper? And make a list from 1 to 10. List the numbers, 1 to 10. All right, do some pico pico.
Would you review that?
Pico pico? Okay, inhale with your attention on your crown, exhale with your attention on your navel. Now, as fast as you can, write down the first 10 things that pop into your head. Just as fast as you can. No hesitation. Write down 10 things. Go ahead. Don't think. Whatever pops in, don't analyze it. Just write it down. Silly as they might seem. Now, you won't get the rest of this for the next 3 days, but what will happen, starting from the time you leave here this evening, over the next 3 days, most of these will manifest in some way in your environment. Most of, and some of them may take a little longer to manifest. But you will see or experience some aspect of whatever it is you've written down. It's going to happen in the next 3 days. Most of it will take place in the next 3 days. Some of it you may not perceive until a little later. The things that are on your mind that your crew immediately latches onto are the things that are forming for upcoming experiences. And some of them may be quite trivial to your mind, because the conscious mind gives things different meanings than the subconscious does. But be aware of these things that you've written down, and be aware of your environment. I was doing this one time, and one of the things I wrote down, I recall right now, was sunglasses. Okay? I don't wear sunglasses. I didn't know what sunglasses. And so on the way home, I said, what's sunglasses all about? And then my mind was caught by a huge display of sunglasses on this gigantic billboard. I'd never seen anything like that before. Okay, just these great, big, super giant sunglasses that were outstanding. And my crew had simply picked up that was going to appear in my environment and was going to make an impression on me.
So it's either visual or something that'll happen?
Sure.
What you see?
Sure. It'll be related in somehow. It could be visual. It could be something somebody says. It could be an experience related to it. This can't tell you how it's going to manifest. But in some fashion, it's going to manifest.
And it could be even later on.
Could be later on. Most of these will happen in the next 3 days.
I can't see going to Hawaii in the next 3 days.
But you see, something may happen about a trip.
Yeah.
Information about it. Somebody will say something. You'll see something on TV. That's what you want
related
to be aware of.
Fact.
Yeah, something will be related.
What about the seminar? Today?
Yeah, but what we're doing now is focusing on upcoming stuff.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so pay attention to those. Now, if you do this as a practice, every once in a while, just make yourself a quick list. You start being more aware of how things start to manifest in your environment related to what's going on in your mind right now. And these things, even if you're not consciously thinking of them, are going on in your subconscious mind. That's why I had to do it real quick without thinking. That's how you can access the subconscious information.
Question, when you say, from 1 to 10, what happens if you want to come up with 4? Does it have to be 10?
Doesn't have to be, no. 10's a pretty arbitrary number. But that gives you a kind of an intention that gives you less time to think if you have to write 10 things down immediately.
So it's just,
we could make it 15, we could make it 20, we could make it 2.
But as these things fall off and it stops, that's it?
Well, that's only because that's where you stopped your awareness. Yeah. You could have gone on and on and on your list.
Well, I guess maybe if you start to think about what you're writing, that slows the process down too, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's what we don't want to do. Okay? Because that's where you access directly from cool information. That's why when you're giving the stories to a person, Just talk. Let it come out. Don't stop to think about it. A lot of the people, if you ever see them and start into a psychic reading, they'll pick something up and they say, okay, well, I'm picking up that you're going to be going town. I pick up Chicago. Chicago is what I pick up, and there's somebody whose name starts with a K. And this seems to be a first name. It might be Karen. And I see you at an airport, and you just go on and on and on. Now, I don't know where that came from. Okay. It's interesting. I might need to meet somebody named Karen at an airport, but we'll see. But what they'll do is they'll pick it up and they'll just let the flow go, keeping the conscious mind out of the way. And that's how you begin to, that's how you pick up the subconscious information. But you watch in heaven, this will be very interesting. And maybe just two or three of these that you'll notice. Some of these things may occur and appear that you won't notice. Some, like I said, your crew may be also picking up stuff that's going to take a little longer than 3 days to manifest. But this is one way to set up that channel with your crew so that you become more consciously aware. Because if you show an interest in it, then your subconscious will start giving it to you more readily, more easily. All right. Here's another one that we can do. This will be interesting. We get some. Because we not only pick up what's going on right now, but we also create what's on the way. We can, at this moment, alter our thinking in a particular way that creates reality. So, if we focus on something, we focus on it consciously and put our attention on it without any particular expectations, no matter how unusual it is, the tendency is for that to manifest itself in some way in our experience, usually in the next 3 days. It's like an incubation period. It could be immediately, it could be today right away, or it could take place later. One time, I had people focus on a green feather. And it was interesting how so many people, which is an unusual kind of a thing, had experiences with a green feather. I mean, even I did, and I didn't expect to. Because I was on my way home reading a book on a plane about mythology, and read the page, which was the next page that I had marked in the book, not on the plane, opened it up, and described a ceremony of the Mayans involving a young girl receiving a headdress with a green feather in it. Well, that was interesting, okay. And another woman was walking home and she saw a feather on the ground. Well, you know, we talk about nearest available equivalents. Okay? That was the nearest equivalent to what her thought was. And she just bent down to pick up the feather and the wind blew a green leaf over on top of it. Okay? So we get some real interesting kinds of effects from this. So let's do something now. So I'm not going to use what I had on here. I'm going to use something totally different. I'm going to let my crew search for something. Let's see. Okay. This is wild. I don't know where this one came from, but we'll try it. I would like you to think right now, rest your attention on a blue turtle. Put your attention on it now. Just imagine a blue turtle. Imagine it with its, you know, its shell. You can see its legs, its head. It's all blue. It doesn't have to be a uniform blue, but it's a blue turtle. Just keep your attention on it out of interest. You don't have to put any special energy into it or anything else like that. Just be aware of it in your mind. You can move it around, look at it from different angles. You can have it move. As best you can, see a blue turtle.